Well, hi there, everyone, and welcome to Beth Alive, our YouTube channel. If we've not met yet or at all, my name's John, the minister here from Bethel, and we're just really thrilled to have you with us. Whether you're joining us live on YouTube or catching up on this prayer space at a later time or date, we're just really glad that you have. It's really lovely to have you with us. If you've not been along to one of these before, abide is simply a space where we can come and abide in Christ. Of course, we're doing that throughout the whole of our lives. If we're Christians, the branch cannot be separated from the vine and live. And yet there are moments when we really want to give our attention, our focus to it, to stop everything else and silence the distractions. So I just want to invite you, wherever you are, if you're able to, just to stop the distractions, to turn off the notifications if you're watching on a phone. If you're not watching on a phone, but you're watching on a TV or a tablet, to turn the phone off if you're able to, and to just be still for a moment and to give our attention, our awareness, our affection, our adoration to Jesus, our vine, our life giver, our source of true life and of true hope and joy and peace in him. And so it's great to have you with us. Abide tends to follow a pattern, and that pattern is an acronym. Abide, it stands for appreciating God, something that he's done in our lives. Just to take a moment to be with him, to be still and recognize that he's with us. It's a prayer for intimacy with him, and so we'll be looking at another scripture as well as the psalm that will form the framework for this again tonight. It's also a prayer for direction in our lives, returning to the vine to ask where the branches should be growing and how they should be growing. And again, it's a prayer for equipping, that we would do none of it in our own strength, but that the life of the vine, the strength of the vine would travel through us as his branches. And so the two passages that we're going to be using tonight, you may want to have them ready to read along at home or wherever you are Psalm 121 and John 15, verses 1 to 8. The Psalm, as always, will form the framework for our time together. And then those verses from the upper room, that moment of abiding, of intimacy, will form our prayers for intimacy, where we look to grow in our knowledge and just provide space in the busyness of our lives for God to speak and move. So you might want to look those up ready. You might want some paper and pen handy if you find it helpful to think, to help you write or to pray or to share, or you might want to doodle and draw if that helps you to express and burden, or you might simply want to sit and pray in stillness of your spirit. So we begin with the prayers for appreciation, prayers of just gratitude, of thanksgiving to God. So Psalm 121 starts like this. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You know, I've reflected on this verse so many times in my Christian life. How many times do we walk around with our eyes down? And if it's not literally our eyes, with our focus just on the immediate, on something that's just happened, or something that is happening, or something that might happen. But we're looking down, aren't we? We need to look up. The mountains provide us with a new sense of perspective, don't they? The only way really to view the world is from the mountains. You get the best views from there, and you realize how small you are and how small your problems are in the grand scheme of things. But the psalmist isn't just looking to the mountains. His help doesn't come from the mountains. His help comes from the mountain maker. And not just the mountain maker, the maker of heaven and earth. And so I want us to start tonight with our prayers of appreciation by looking up, looking around. Maybe you want to just appreciate the beauty of the mountains, of God's creation that surrounds you. And maybe you just want to seek to look up to God's creative power, all that God has made, and to remind yourself as we begin who it is that we're praying to. What in the world, in God's good world, in God's created world, are you grateful for tonight? Let's bring him our prayers of appreciation. And these abide prayer times are also space for us, as we appreciate, to just be, to be with God. Again, you know, we're never not with him, and yet sometimes we're so distracted when all the time he's waiting right there. So let's just take some time to be. Psalm 121 continues, verses 3 and 4. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. That title of God is used there twice, isn't it? He who watches over. He who watches. The God who watches over the world, over the nation of Israel, watches over you. And there are times we're very aware of that, aren't we, of God's watchful, his careful attention and attentiveness to our lives. And the psalmist tells us here, he who watches over you will not slumber. And it reminds me of that time when Jesus was in a boat in a storm with the disciples, and he was sleeping below deck on a cushion, and they shake him and wake him up. Sometimes we're not aware of God's attentiveness. Other times it feels like you might be asleep in our lives. And so I just want us to start there tonight, as we start to think about how we are, and inviting the peace of Jesus into that, into our storm, into our boat, into our life. Where are you right now? Do you feel that Jesus is asleep, unresponsive, uninterested, unaware? Or is he the one who watches? Where would you put yourself right now? And wherever we are, let's just confess that, let's admit that, let's own that before God, and pray that he would lead us deeper into being with him. Let's bring our prayers to God tonight. Thank you. And another part of our prayer time each time is to seek to listen to Jesus and to the word of Jesus. It's a prayer for intimacy. And we've been journeying through in these Abide prayer times, the upper room. And so we come tonight to John chapter 15. I'm going to read the first 8 verses of this passage. And I'm just going to read it through and invite you to allow Jesus to speak to you. So as you hear these words, the two questions that we're using for this are simply, Lord Jesus Christ, what one thing does this passage tell me about you? Allow him to stop you on just one thing. And then secondly, Holy Spirit, what one thing are you trying to tell me about me? Where do I find myself? Where does this speak to me in my life right now? So we're just going to hear this together. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that does not bear fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so that they will produce even more. You have already been pruned for greater fruitfulness by the message I've given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful apart from me. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who parts from me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you stay joined to me, and my words remain in you, you may ask any request you like and it will be granted. My true disciples produce much fruit. This brings great glory to my Father. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that doesn't bear fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so that they will produce even more. You have already been pruned for greater fruitfulness by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful apart from me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who parts from me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you stay joined to me, and my words remain in you, you may ask any request you like and it will be granted. My true disciples produce much fruit. This brings great glory to my Father. Thank you. to be a Christian is to want to follow Jesus. And often in that, what we think we mean is to follow his teaching or to follow his example. And it definitely does mean that. But it also means that Jesus is still at work in our lives and in his world. And he's calling us to follow him to those places and to follow where he's leading and prompting us. We've just been praying, what's the one thing you want to show me about you? What's the one thing you want to show me about me? And I wonder if there's something now that the Lord wants to give us to do with those things. How will we put them into action in our lives? What will be different this week because of God's word? So we want to spend some time praying for both for direction and enabling for his power in that. So first of all, direction. Psalm 121, verses 5 and 6. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Sometimes as we sense how the Lord is leading us, we can be fearful of what that might mean, of the cost or the challenge or the criticism that might follow it, or what it might do to our relationships or our reputation. But we, as we pray for direction, we're going to hold these words before us. The Lord watches over you. He's your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. So let's just pray. Lord, is there any way that you're wanting us to move, to serve, to do? How do you want me to put into action those things that you've been teaching me, both tonight, but also in my life, in this season of life? Let's pray and ask for his direction. Thank you. And then finally, we're going to end with a time of prayer to just wait on the Spirit of God, the promise of the Father, the power from on high, the anointing of the Almighty. We need that in our lives in so many ways. And so we're just going to spend some time praying for God's strength and God's help. Psalm 121 ends with these words: "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." You know, the Lord knows what we need. He watches over our lives. He sees us. He sees us at an intricate level. You know, Jesus said, if a sparrow falls to the ground and dies, that your Father in heaven knows about it. How much more valuable are you than a bird to him? He knows, he watches over you, and he's waiting to provide, waiting to strengthen, waiting for us to draw near so that he can resource and lavish into our lives the gift of the Holy Spirit. It also says he will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. He's with us not just when we stop and pray, but as we go about our everyday lives, as we leave the house, as we drive the car, as we go to meetings, as we look after grandkids, as we chat to neighbours, as we go to the shops. He's watching over our coming and our going. The last verses we just read spoke about him guarding us by day and by night. Sometimes the night time can be a time of anxiety. Things seem bigger in the dark, don't they? Our minds are tired and as not as resourced, not as fueled to think about those things well. But maybe we just hold this verse in front of us. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord watches over you. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. He has what you need. He is what you need. So let's just drink deeply on the gift of his Spirit tonight and just pray that he would fill us afresh with who he is. A while ago, I got to write and record a bunch of prayers, really, for a project called Still Yourself. And a good friend of ours, Maddox, wrote some beautiful music to accompany it. And I'm going to end tonight with one of those prayers, a blessing for us as we go. May the Lord lift from your mind the burdens you don't need now to carry. May the Lord release you from the shame you no longer need to bear. May the Lord open up your heart to receive more of his tender mercy. And may you lay down your anxious thoughts as you rest within his care. May the Lord be ever with you in the storms that rage around you. May the Lord embrace you close in his everlasting arms. May the Lord speak calm to all that's uneasy and uncertain. And may his peace surround you now as he guards your life from harm.
May the Lord himself direct your feet into paths of peace and righteousness. May he fill your thought life with his gift of contented hope. May the Lord fill your days with rich blessing and your dreams with purity and destiny. And may he grant you all your heart desires as you commit your ways to him. May the Lord forgive the sins you don't know you've committed. May the Lord give you the things you don't know that you need. May the Lord pour out his healing for the scars that you've grown used to. And may you recognize his presence as you journey in his peace. Know that he is right there with you. Bigger than your worst fears. Bigger than your best ideas. Closer than your next thought. Closer than your next breath. With you in this season. With you in this storm. In this longing. In this moment. All pathways of your soul. All ways your life travels. Always. And always. And always. Amen.